Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions has begun. 2023 edition. Let's do this thing. Happy New Year. And just as we begin, the Utah Utes begin scoring. The Utah Utes have scored their first touchdown of the Rose Bowl. It's 7-6, extra point pending for the Penn State Nittany Lions. We had it's been crazy across the board. Of course, the college football playoff games were off the hook. Michigan and TCU was insane. Georgia and Ohio State was insane. The Cotton Bowl today was insane as Tulane came back from double digits against the USC Trojans. So, Cam Stewart, I'm just sort of expecting craziness here. Like, whatever happens in this football game, I'm like, yeah, whatever. It'll get crazy a little bit later on. So, whatever happens, we know it's going to get crazy later on this game. It will.
And you saw the first bowl game too, Morency. Like, this is the way things have been going, right? I got Illinois +3.5. You saw the end of the game, the lateral. No time left on the clock. Mississippi State picks it up, takes it in for a touchdown. This stuff has been happening in these games. Craziness. That's the thing. No bet has ever won or lost to like the very end. And you're right. I expect this game to be really tight. I did take an original under at the start of the game, but I'm going to try to find a middle point here. I think it might open up a little bit after Utah's touchdown. We'll see.
Well, you know me, I'm on the over of this game. And you're right, though, Cam. I'm not a big cash out guy, but it seems to me in these bowl games, would have been better off. It crossed my mind the other day. I was like, man, the way all of these games are going, I should just cash out. And I didn't, and it ended up losing. I was like, man, I could have cashed that out. But, you know, whatever. You get into this stuff. You expect it to be crazy. I'm hitting refresh here right now. I don't know if I'm crazy. They haven't added the touchdown yet. I've hit FanDuel like 3 times. Hit refresh. They haven't added the score.
Oh, it's
being reviewed. Yeah. For what? It's a touchdown. I saw the replay 5 times. Nothing crossed my mind. It said it's not a touchdown. It's a touchdown. They really over-review everything in college, man.
They really do.
That changed the Michigan game. I don't want to get into it, but man, Michigan gets that big bump touchdown. Deemed down at the half-inch line, then they fumble the snap on the next play.
Unbelievable,
that's 7
man.
Points gone. Like, it was just like, you can't make this up. You can't make that up.
I was thinking of you that night, Morency. I'm like, your blood pressure must have gone up, down, up, down, up, down. I'm just watching that game going, like, what other madness can we get? And that was a touchdown on that call. And I find the referees, they get the call wrong a lot of the time. I know they're human, but even in, like, you know, in these other Tulane games at the end, they call it incomplete. The guy's arm was under the ball. It was a damn touchdown. You're right. But this is the way things have been going. The bowl games have been nuts. You said it. Like, if you like entertainment, though, and you like climax, like this college football, you couldn't have a better script this year. You said it. Those New Year's Eve games were nuts. They were absolutely insane.
Yeah, yeah. I'd rather not. I'm not thinking about it too much. I sort of moved on after the game. But TC, you brought it. Michigan nearly won at the end. It was a crazy game. I tip my cap to TCU. I think that Michigan, Cam, this has been a problem, and it's been a problem for Harbaugh his entire career. It cost him a Super Bowl against the San Francisco when the 49ers and the Baltimore Ravens.
Yes.
When he had first down on the 4-yard line. He didn't get it in. There's been a lot of big games with Michigan over the years where Michigan would have won. They would have beaten Ohio State years ago, but goal line shenanigans, bizarre play calling. Just,
agreed.
You know, it's time. It's his kryptonite. It just is. It just is. And it's costing him championships now. Shout out to our AM radio affiliates. Happy New Year. I am Gabe Morenci. It's game time decision. All right. So the touchdown stands. Extra point coming right now. We can never assume anything, but we should be looking at a 7-7 game momentarily here from Pasadena. We've got a big-time football game. The craziness continues. The stakes are high. Of course, we've got the college football playoff a week from tonight. The Rose Bowl going on right now, but the Buffalo Bills and the Cincinnati Bengals, we're talking about bye weeks, top seeds, division titles. You couldn't ask for more. And you couldn't ask for more when you've got Joe Burrow taking on Josh Allen head-to-head when the stakes are this high. Big-time Monday night football game tonight, whose kickoff has been moved back 15 minutes. Normally, Monday night football kicks off at 8:15 Eastern. They announced that they're going to be kicking this game off at 8:30 tonight due to the Rose Bowl, which I'm thinking you probably should have booked some extra time and said you're going to kick off at 9 o'clock because this Rose Bowl game could take a long time. Like, I'm thinking, really? You guys, what, you think that 15 minutes is really kind of like, what happens if it goes to overtime?
That's a bad calculation. Me and you know a college football game's 4 hours. No, you need at least 30. You're absolutely correct. You can't start this thing at least 8:40.
Tell you what they should have done, Cam. They should have started the Rose Bowl at 4 o'clock instead of 5 o'clock. See, is it that, like, there you go. Right into this.
You guys just don't understand. A college football game takes 4 hours to play. It's not a 3-hour game. It takes all night. You are absolutely
I just got a
correct.
Chuckle, Cam, when I saw they added 15 minutes. Oh, yeah, that'll really do it. Like, 15 minutes. Like, really? It's a college. Like, this game could take 6 hours for all you know.
It could. I know. These guys, it's so funny. Like
the halftime show is like 30 minutes alone with this college.
Bingo.
Stuff. It's long.
You're
man.
Right.
Like, got the bands from both schools, and like, here's the halftime. It's like The Simpsons. And here's the great halftime show, a tribute to halftime shows.
Yeah. Right,
a tribute to halftime shows at the halftime show.
That was awesome.
I miss those old school cheesy halftime shows. Now they just roll out some country artists and put them in a little stage.
You're right.
There used to be a production to it, and it'd be like, man, this is tripped out. Like, if you're on acid or something, you'd be like, I don't know what the hell this is, man, but something going but like on it. Here, and we're all, like, in coordination. Like, it's all whacked out, you know what I mean?
It's true, man.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
Game Time Decisions continues. I am Morency kicking it with the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. Penn State and Utah off and running here in the Rose Bowl. At lower scoring than anticipated, or at least that I anticipated. The in-game total right now just jumped back up to 47.5. It dipped to 44.5. And FanDuel just moved it again to 48.5 as Penn State completed a big pass. You know what? Like, it's sort of right there. Like, if Penn State score a touchdown here, and then Utah score, boom, you're right on pace for 56 again. We all do know that these college games generally do open up, Cam, as well in the second half, especially in the fourth quarter. You know, these teams haven't played for like a month, man. You know, it's in hindsight, I wish I would have taken the first half unders in all these bowl games, like the later bowl games. Like, they haven't played them forever.
Good call.
Like, these games always start off slow, and you're like, oh, wow. And then next thing you know, you're like, oh, I can't believe it's 38-37 right now. It's like one of those deals. We'll see. Penn State's moving the ball right now. Fun football game, though. Pretty intense. They don't like each other. There's like near fights. There's a lot of smack talk. Very intense. The Rose Bowl normally is. Doesn't have to be the championship, the Rose Bowl, to matter. It is the granddaddy of them all. And a football game that's still on my bucket list to attend. I've never been to a Rose Bowl before. I've been waiting for Michigan to make it, Cam, but I got to tell you, it'd almost be better if we'd make a stupid Rose Bowl instead of losing in the playoffs every year. Because we go to the Rose Bowl.
Right. At least it's guaranteed.
I go to the Rose Bowl. It's like, they're in the playoffs again. They're not in the Rose Bowl. Like,
exactly.
They're in the playoffs, and they lose again in the playoff. I will be in Los Angeles next Monday.
Well, the thing is, and you brought up a really good point. I thought a lot of the play calling in that game was very stagnant and predictable. And I think you brought up an excellent point about Harbaugh when he was with the 49ers in that spot. That's the thing. And you know what it is, Gabe? It's almost
touchdown
the same old
Penn
story.
State, Cam. Sorry.
Excellent. So, yeah, I'm on Penn State, too. I took them when Utah just scored a touchdown. But anyway, what was I going to say? I was going to say the same thing happened. And
but have you
Super
noticed,
Bowl,
Cam?
Remember?
Yeah, Super Bowl, yeah.
Like, remember, they were down a million, and then they came back and came back and came back, and it could have been a pass interference call, but you can't give these teams these cushions and just say, oh, you know, everything's going to be okay. You're right. That's something about Harbaugh's MO that is a real problem. It's a big problem.
But it wasn't just the goal line. If you think back to the game, Cam, TCU were a step ahead, bro. Like, they really were. Like, man, remember Michigan threw this thing on the goal line. They threw, like, a quick out. Dude, the kid on TCU was telling everybody before, yo, over here, over here, they're going to throw it here, right? Like, he knew. There were other, like, all their running plays. It was like Michigan didn't change a damn thing, Cam. It was like Michigan said, let's run the exact same play script against Ohio State. They ran, like, same plays in the same order almost. You know what I mean? Like, they thought that TCU was dumb or something. They'll never look at our tape. Like, you know what I mean? I don't know. Like, no, seriously, like, I was like, you know, guy, it started to catch on. I was like, you guys are running the same place. Like, TCU know what you're doing, guys. Like, you got to mix this up. Like, you figured Harbaugh as a quarterback in the NFL would have clued in. You know what? They kind of seem to know what we're doing. He didn't. It wasn't until later when they just sort of, you know, it got crazy and they just started throwing bombs. They should have been more aggressive earlier throwing the football, I thought, Michigan too. Like you said, it was a play call. And if you'll notice with Harbaugh, we'll move on from it, Cam. But one thing from Harbaugh, if you'll notice, the poor guy, it's that last step for this guy, man.
Always.
He's done everything there is to do in football, bro. He's won Big Tens. He's won, you know what I mean? He's won division titles. He's won Pac-12s. He's won Rose Bowls. He's won division titles. He's won the NFC, Cam. You know what I mean? Lost in the Super Bowl. Lost in the college football playoffs. Like, you know, like he keeps on just like getting to the top of the hill and getting pushed back down all the time.
Yes.
One of these years, he's going to break through. I thought Michigan were a little ahead of schedule anyways, Cam. They were pretty young. They weren't supposed to be as good as they were this year. And turned out, listen, McCarthy's a stud and all this. They're going to be good, good. The Ohio State game, they're losing C.J. Stroud. Michigan are not losing McCarthy, right? So the Michigan game against Ohio State next year is in Ann Arbor. I'm telling you right now, Michigan will be back in the playoffs. Except if they lose next year, I'll be mad for real. Like, there's no more. No. I'm not even mad this year. I was like, it is what it is. Like, we're going to lose to Georgia anyways. Like, it was one of those type of deals.
Yep.
It was like, next year's the year. This thing's been building up. And I tell you what, Cam, leading into this, I feel the same way about the Bills. The window won't be there forever for Josh Allen and Diggs and these guys. This is year three of this sort of operation now. He's been there longer, but you know what I mean?
You're right.
You know, it's been 3 years of sort of eliteness. Dude, Joe Burrow's coming for you. There's going to be new teams that pop up. Like, this is it. I'm not saying that the Bills will never win a Super Bowl if they don't win this year, but this is big, Cam. Their window is now. Can't always be, oh, next year. You know what I mean? No, it's this year if you're the Bills now. It wasn't last year. It is this year.
That's why.
They got to win this game tonight.
That was my point. I think tonight the Bills will play this game like a Super Bowl game. I love the Bills tonight. I think they come out there and understand we need to.
I hope they don't play like the Bills used to in Super Bowls.
No. But you know where I'm getting at. They need that home field advantage. They got to take care of Cincinnati. And you know what? Cincinnati's getting that cockiness going to like Mixon. We're the big dogs in the AFC and not talking about Kansas City and Buffalo. Hey, Joe, be careful what you talk about and wish for, bro. And I will say this, as a Seattle Seahawks fan, Morency, I see those Super Bowls. We lost to Pittsburgh. The one I didn't really expect, we got it with Denver, and you're right. Those opportunities, they come there, and you could lose in heartbreaking fashion, which we did in the game against the Patriots. You just want one. You just want one. Like, if you're a Buffalo Bills guy, it's like, can we get there? Can we get a damn Super Bowl? Can we win one? Can we help this community out? And as I told you before, I root for Buffalo now. I don't get pleasure in people's pain. You said it. Jets are getting better. Dolphins and Tua, they're going to figure it out. Other teams in Kansas City. Kansas City still got Mahomes. Other teams, you said it, man. It's now or never for Buffalo. They got to run the table this year. Starts tonight.
Yeah, I mean, listen, there's no guarantee if they make it. There's some good teams. San Francisco are a very good team. Philadelphia seems to be falling apart at the wrong time. We'll see what happens with Philadelphia moving forward. But, yeah, the stakes are high. And, listen, Cincinnati are damn good, too. Most teams lose the Super Bowl and disappear. These guys are like, man, they're right back. Like Cincinnati are arguably the most dangerous team in the National Football League right now, along with San Francisco. 14-7 in the football game, under 5 minutes remaining in the Rose Bowl right now. The in-game total bounced all the way up to 51.5. It's 51.5 right now. I've got the over. I've got the over. So listen, if Utah scores a touchdown, it's right on pace.
It is.
You know, if they score a field goal, it's sort of kind of on pace. I still think we're going to get there. So where I'm going with this is I think 51.5 is a little light here. I'm just saying, for in-game purposes, I think Utah's probably going to score on this drive.
It was tough, Morency. I did take the under of the game because I thought it was going accordingly, but you brought up a really good point. I should have just taken the first half or first quarter under because they always start slow. And you saw it was like 0-0. I'm like, I'm going, wow, I'm looking at the clock. And it actually was flying by instead of stopping. But you've seen the last possessions.
Just
Utah
boom.
Starting
suddenly
to get
there's 21 points quickly, like, just like that.
Exactly. Like Rising looks like he's starting to figure it out. Clifford's been doing well. The offenses look good. You did say it, though. The only thing I think that could keep it under, there is a disdain for each other there. That kid on Utah had his mouth guard. The guy in Penn State stole it and threw it into the crowd. He's like, screw you. Like,
that should have been a penalty.
You can't take a guy's mouth guard and toss it into the stands. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, the kids on Penn State, they were like, why is this guy coming over to our bench? They're throwing a bomb here. Wow.
Is it caught?
Are you watching? You're seeing it?
I'll
see in a second.
I'll say wow.
So you can't tell. You can't tell. All I said is wow.
Okay. Oh, that's too easy. almost got tripped up. Yeah. No, but that's smart offense on Utah. You box that guy out. You have about 5 inches on him. That's what I don't understand, Morency. That is like a perfect play to run because the offensive guy has all the advantage in that situation. You have height, you have one on one and back you up. You play basketball, just back him up, get the rebound. The guy's got no chance on the defensive end of the ball there. So smart play by Utah.
See, with that pass, Cam, it went to 53.5.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying? Like it's coming. Yeah. Like it's the over. It's coming. Like it's like the computer.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a like a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids, some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
Packers are out to burst. Like, what if they score a touchdown? They might make it like 58 and a half or something.
They might. And they're moving
what
the
was
ball
the number down you got? Because it went up. What did you get? I got 55.
I got 55 and a half. That was my closing number. Okay, I think I bought it to 56 because I was like,
see, I got 54. Exactly. So I was like, no. I'm not getting burned here. Like,
28, 27, Penn State? That would be exactly my perfect final. We'd both all win. It's
happen. SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Well, I was just saying, I think that 51 and a half is a little light.
Yeah.
I think it's a little light. And just like that, we're at 28 points in the Rose Bowl. New in-game total, 57 and a half. Wow. This thing dipped too, man. It was 44 and a half at one point. Middle,
you said it.
44 and a half, man.
I could have had a nice freaking 2-touchdown window there. That would have been sweet. Yeah, got to be quick with this stuff. Wow. Things change quick, as you talk about. This went from a defensive struggle where I'm thinking the final score might be 14-13. Now it's 14-14, and we still got time. Who's to say
Penn State doesn't score
down here?
Yeah, oh, they're going to get at least a three. They're going to get three out of this. The circus has begun, Kim. Let the craziness begin. All right, we got Monday Night Football. We're going to get into Monday Night Football. Massive game. Buffalo Bills, Cincinnati Bengals. But let's take a look at the NBA card first. The coach, James Young, steps up and in.
Coach James Young. Let's go.
Let's do this thing, coach. Happy New Year. How you doing?
Yep.
To quote the great Eddie Murphy from Trading Places, Merry New Year! Merry New Year to everybody, to all our Game Time Decision disciples. Good to be on with you.
I thought you were going to start singing Party All the Time.
My girl wants to party all the time.
To quote Eddie Murphy.
Party all the time.
Pretty good song, actually.
I love that song. Hey, if you don't like Party All the Time, you don't know how to party. Come on, Marenzi,
yeah,
let's go.
Exactly. I'm with Cam on that one. Woo! 100%.
Let's party.
Did you used to have the red like leather suit like he did and stuff, coach? You ever dressed like Eddie Murphy?
I mean, I had like the Thriller jacket, I guess, with the red back in the day.
It's all right.
I don't know if I ever owned other pants, you know?
That's a little much. Yeah, that's a little much. That's a little much. All right, so we've got NBA basketball tonight, full slate of basketball. Let's start off in the city of brotherly love with the Pelicans. Your Pelicans and my Pelicans too. I've got their season win total to the over. And I said before the year started that the Pelicans were extremely dangerous. But I also said before the year started, I thought the Minnesota Timberwolves were dangerous too. So
well, I'm batting 500. Right?
Yeah, exactly. I thought the T-Wolves.
I
was part of the big youth movement, guys. Grizzlies, yeah. Pelicans, T-Wolves. I was like, there's a changing of the guard coming in the NBA. It's new guys. Mm-hmm. Maybe I left Denver off that equation, but they're not really young, Denver. They're in between. So Pels are getting 4.5 right now, coach. Total 228.5. What's your take?
You know what? You know what I'm about to say, right?
Fly.
I'm going with the Philadelphia 76ers minus the points.
They always let us down, coach. They always let us down.
A little okie doke.
Bob Leave.
Listen, I went with the Philadelphia last week when they were in New Orleans, and of course, New Orleans won. I think there's payback tonight. They're looking a little bit better with Tyrese Maxey in the lineup. I just think Embiid goes off. Here's the thing. Embiid, Valanciunas, average Embiid. So if you want to go points, you want to go points and rebounds, whatever you want to do with Embiid, take it. Because Valanciunas struggles with him mightily. And I wouldn't be surprised if you go
32.5.
Wow.
He can get it.
That's huge.
He can get it. He absolutely torches this guy. Torches him. And Joel Embiid's been a little of a heater when it comes to his scoring. So I wouldn't be surprised if he got the 35 points tonight. Now, if I'm thinking that 35 points and you got scores on the other side, maybe the over is to play in this game with these two teams. The Pelicans have gone to the over in 7 out of the last 9 games. Overall, Philadelphia, 4 out of the last 5 to the over. So I like Embiid over his points prop. I like Valanciunas under his points or rebounds prop. But I think the game goes over. I also like T.J. McCollum to go over 5.5 assists tonight.
All right, Coach, let's get into the Bulls and the Cavs. The Bulls have been playing better basketball over the last week and a half. Ever since that, actually, disagreement in the room, they really have been, right? They put it together. They've been playing better basketball. They're coming off the 103-102 loss to the team they're playing tonight in Cleveland. What do you make of this basketball game tonight? And one thing that you wouldn't think of, actually, with the Cavs are overs. I know the last time these two teams played, it did go under the number, but Cavs are 4-1 of the over in their last 5. The Bulls are 4-1 of the over in their last 5. Total tonight, 223.5. What do you make of this game tonight, Coach, with the Bulls getting 4 right now? 223 even right now at FanDuel.
I don't know about you, but 223 seems kind of light for this game. I think they can get up and down. You know, obviously, we already know some guys are already out of the lineup. I think Garland is already out.
They literally tonight. Just locked it as we're discussing it. They just had it locked. As soon as I brought it up, it wasn't. And now it is.
I think Garland's going to be out. Yep. That's what
he was out the other night, too, right? He was out the other night, too.
I think the game gets up and down. I think Donovan Mitchell goes absolutely ballistic because I don't think the Chicago defense is anything to be desired. I think everybody talks about Caruso defensively. I think he's one of the more overrated defensive players in the league right now. He gets it by sheer, I would almost say, reputation more than anything. So I think the game goes over, and give me the Cleveland Cavaliers. I know they lost a couple in a row, but that was Brooklyn and a Toronto team at the time that was playing really well. I know Chicago's been better, but they're not as good as Cleveland. Give me the Cavs -4.5.
Well, the Raptors were on the losing streak, but they were desperate. They lost to a desperate Raptor team. Yeah, desperate Raptor team, which we'll get to momentarily. Los Angeles Lakers. Well, no slowing LeBron down. Listen, I'm an MJ guy more than a LeBron guy, but you got to tip your cap to LeBron for playing at the level that he did, that he is with the numbers that he puts up. Now, I think that he's kind of a numbers guy, and that's what he's all about, and I actually do believe that that's why he would prefer to lose games. I think he would rather get the all-time records than win another championship, Coach. That's my own personal feeling. And I think he doesn't want good players on his team because they would take shots, right? Like he talks about, I heard him say, remember the other night he was frustrated after a game? It's the first time he's done this since he's in LA. And he said, I don't know. He goes, I think, man, that my skill and I could help a team somewhere. You see him say that? He goes, I know there's a team out there that could use me to help win a championship. I'll tell you what. It was like, whoa, all right. He's starting to get free, you know what I mean? Yeah, I was wondering, yeah, Bron, would you? Do you want to go on a team and not be the guy? Or do you want to go to a team and take a team over? Right? Like, he doesn't, you know what I mean? That's why, you know, to me, that's his deal. But it's pretty incredible that a 38-year-old man is putting up the numbers, the same numbers as he was as, like, an 18-year-old kid, Coach. Like, the duration, like, of his career is pretty impressive.
Yeah, I think so. And I think, you know, when you have the debate, and I'm like you, I'm an MJ guy, and I think a lot of us that are MJ guys are a little bit older, where it's a younger generation is more LeBron because they weren't able to see Jordan play like we got to see him play. you got to admit, this run he's been on in his later years has been incredible when he's healthy. And that's why I think Jordan gets the nod over him for a couple of reasons. Number one, Jordan only had two seasons when he got played under, I think, 75 games. It was a year he broke his foot in year two, and then 94-95 when he came back after playing baseball. Every other year, look at it, 82, 78, 80 games. So, and then you think about the fact that Jordan missed all of 93-94, he missed half of 94-95, and if the Bulls were to stay together till, let's say, 2000-2001, maybe they wouldn't have more rings, but he would have far took off with those records. LeBron's going to pass him. Now, in regards to tonight, listen, the Hornets stink. I mean, they're terrible.
They're a bad basketball team, Cam.
They're more than bad. I don't use this word. They're gross.
They're just five dudes on the court taking shots. You're right. That's what that team is. It's just a bunch
like
of
you,
dudes.
You watch the Hornets play. It's like you get frustrated and angry. No plan. It just doesn't look right. Yeah. No. They got no vibe. Right. They got no flow.
They miss layups. They're a bad three-point shooting team. They're just bad. They're a bad team.
Well, you wonder why. You know, Kenny Atkinson took the job and said, whoa, I don't want this. He must have known something that we don't know. Or maybe he knew about Bridges hitting on women. I don't know. But I will say this. The Lakers are two-point underdogs to that team?
Yeah.
Give me the Lakers on the money line tonight to go win in Charlotte.
I can't disagree.
I don't know what you got to call the grand salami in basketball, Morency. Is it like they're like we'll get another deli meat for
242?
242. That's a big chub of salami right
it's
there.
Too high for me, man.
That's a big trick to the book.
Charlotte like sucks. We just talked about it. Yeah, they don't play defense, but they need to hit shots too.
Yeah, it takes two to dance.
I don't trust them. And I love MJ, but man, he puts together some bad basketball teams. Like, that's the one thing he's not good at. Let's just call that out for what it is. He's a better NASCAR owner. Like, he's good at, like, motorbikes. He's won championships in motorsport, which is, like, baffling because it's hard. Like, he rolled into NASCAR and he's doing well. Like,
you know what it is, basketball, I've actually thought about insane. This. That's why he's good at golf, too. He's an individual. Team stuff he don't like. Too many people disappoint him. He likes the, I can deal with this guy. I can deal with this guy. I can deal, you know what I mean? The minute he has to deal with a bunch of different guys, and if some guy he perceives as a stooge, that's not going to be very good for Michael Jordan because he expects the best from everybody. That's just my take. I think he's more an individual type of guy, you know? Some people are like
All right, so I can't disagree. Okay. Well, I don't know why he doesn't just hire someone that's good. Like, that's I just don't get it.
It's an ego thing. It's got to be an ego thing, right?
That's another thing that he wants to be right all the time, but like, he's just consistently wrong. That's the whole thing. Right. You know what I mean? Like, Terry Rozier's contract coach. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, why? Like, really? Like, come on. You're Michael Jordan, bro. You know everyone sucks. Why are you going to give this guy all this money? What do you like him? Like, is what he beats people up or something? Like,
normally in these ads, you expect somebody to ask you to buy something. But this is something different. I'm Julian Barnes, and I'm a reporter for the New York Times. I'm a national security reporter, and that means I'm reporting on military operations. These are fast-paced, quickly moving situations. What exactly is happening on the ground is often shrouded in mystery. But we turn to trusted sources, satellite imagery, and expertise built up over years in order to ferret out the facts that wouldn't otherwise come to light. I'm here to ask you to seek out a news source that does firsthand fact-based reporting. If it's your local paper, great. If it's the Times, thank you. Because where you go for your information matters.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
MJ's crazy, right? Oh, he's tough, yeah, right? Like, there's something in it, like, I'm just saying, I love you, MJ. Nah, he's going to hate me. I took it personal that those guys on Sports Grid were criticizing me.
Yeah, we like him. We love Jordan.
Tough enough, MJ. I know you're the GOAT.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We're tied at 14 in Pasadena, California right now. The Rose Bowl, fun football game. I expect things. It's a competitive game, and I expect it to remain this competitive until the end. You know it's going to be close between these two teams, evenly matched teams. The Utes are now -2.5 at the half, actually. They're 2.5-point favorites. They're close to 1.5-point underdogs. You know why, Cam, I think they're 2.5-point favorites? They get the ball to start the second.
Yeah. You are correct.
Utah, I heard them say at the beginning, Utah won the toss, and they said Kyle Whittingham always defers, never takes the ball, always defers. So I would, depending on the situation. I would be on a week-to-week basis, Kim. 132 on the money line, the total right now is pretty much where we started, a little under, 53.5. We've got the coach, James Young, with us. We're talking NBA basketball. We'll take a look at a light college card as well. You know, I'll just quickly to backtrack here. I don't trust the Sixers. They always screw me. I'm not taking them point blank. The Bulls and the Cavs, I'm intrigued by the total as well, coached to go over the number, but it's all the way up to 225.5 now. People definitely agreed with us. I'm down with the Lakers +2, as crazy as it sounds. The Lakers are 2-2 on this road trip. They're trying to finish 3-2. One team has LeBron James, the other team doesn't, which leads us into the Toronto Raptors, coach. 2-point road chalk in Indianapolis tonight. Raptors on a 2-game win streak. Or I should say, are they on a win streak? No, they're coming on. They had a 2-game win streak. Then they lost. They got embarrassed themselves to Memphis, and then they beat Phoenix the other night. They've been off to Phoenix. Yeah. Nick Nurse lost it for the first time, as you would know, Cam. After the Memphis game, he lost it. He said, guys, this is an embarrassment. Like, I'm a championship coach. This is like, he almost went Bobby Knight. Because I'm not coming here to get blown out every night, guys. Like, there's Raptor players, and I don't know. I'm going to find out, but I sort of know. Dude, there's a lot of stuff behind the scenes. It's not basketball with these guys right now. All right? See, Van Fleet's unfollowed his family online. I don't know what the hell's going on. Like, everybody's got to, like, they got to rein this stuff in. Like, everyone's got to get back on the basketball page here. Scotty Barnes is like Mr. Hollywood doing ads 20 hours a day.
Oh, and Van Fleet, too. Like, they have all the Raptors. Fleet. Team Van Fleet. Listen, King C.
You can tell, Cam. Like, Van Fleet's got a new attitude, bro. He's not the same kid as he was before. He's Mr.
These guys, it's just, I'll tell you, Coach, he gave no. Like, these guys.
Yeah, were, Nurse told him, hey, guys, get your head out of your asses, all right? This is an embarrassment.
Coach, they responded against Phoenix, They were doing shawarma commercials for the local place that I live near. Now everybody's Hollywood with the beard trimmers and doing this and doing that. You said it, Morenzi. It's just not one ad. It's like a million. These guys are in everything now. Like, every commercial is a Raptor in it. Like, it's nuts.
Hey, listen, let's be honest. Brothers gotta get paid. You know what I'm saying?
I know.
They gotta get that check. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. Van Fleet said that though, and it bothered me. 2 years ago, he said that when his contract was up, Cam. He goes, I was an undrafted free agent. He goes, I made the league. I won an NBA championship. Now it's time to get paid. He goes, that's my next goal, is to get paid. And I was like, well, he admitted it point blank. And he just shoots and shoots and shoots. And not always well.
No.
Is he in the lineup tonight?
I will say this, guys. Just quickly, Coach, just I don't know if you know, Gabe, check it out, because I got the Raptors at +1.5. I saw 2. It's flipped. So somebody on Indiana is
out. So who's out? That's what I'm going to find out right now. Yeah.
I already bet the Raptors at +2, and now they're minus.
Okay, Pacers are starting Halliburton, Nembhard, Hield, Naismith, and Turner. Raptors, Van Fleet is back. All right, Trent Jr., Ananobi, Barnes, and Siakam. The Raptors are loaded.
Wow.
This is a rarity that they actually have this lineup.
I know.
The Raptors. This is their starting five. They never have this.
I'm taking the Raptors.
This is why I bet them.
They never have this.
Hey, guess what?
They played 19 games without this lineup. 19 games. It's the most in the NBA. That's one thing we talk about the Raptors. No excuses, but it's true, Cam and Coach. Nurse has a different lineup every night, Coach. This is their starting lineup. And Achiuwa's got
Hernan Gomez in the lineup and stuff. He's
that guy sucks, bro. That guy, like,
He's a better actor than he is basketball player. He's horrible, Coach. I'm not defending him. He sucks.
The guy plays 20 minutes and gets 0 points and one rebound. He's terrible.
He is awful.
I don't know how he's on the team.
Dwight Powell category. Yeah, so is Nurse.
Time out. First things first. That's the wrong Hernan Gomez. Willie Hernan Gomez is the one who's to play for the Knicks.
Yes,
this is
sorry.
The old brother.
Good call.
This is the guy from the movie, the Sandler movie.
But let's get back to business. They're whole. Everybody's back. Nick Nurse is in a bad mood. Give me the Toronto Raptors on the road to get the win.
I agree. I've already bet it. Got a good number.
All right. Let me begin the process of trying to get these bets in. Look at the phone I'm on, buddy. It's not the flip, buddy.
Oh my God! What is that? A Boost Mobile phone?
That looks like smash! That thing is smash. Dude, my phone's smashed.
Let me go black. Let it go black. You'll really see it. I love this thing.
It's like veins. Oh God! Yeah, it's like what's your metal band called? Homicide. That phone's been murdered. It's a chopped outline.
You could kill someone. You put this to someone's neck.
Yeah. What's that? Hey, Gabe, can I have a shave? Oh, a piece of glass got me right there.
Yeah, I'm betting with this. This is how my New Year's starting. My $1,500 phone broke the other night on New Year's Eve, minutes after the Michigan game. I lost the Michigan game. I took a taxi cam and Uber to my cruise. I get out of the Uber. The phone was on my lap. It falls. The phone's broke. I didn't even have tickets to the cruise to get on the boat and everything. They let me on just because who would make that story up? I was like, yeah, my phone just broke like 2 seconds before here.
And, you're late at the cruise boat, and you're like, I lost my $1,500 Galaxy? That's tough.
Nearly got into my first fight with her because she was already a few drinks in and didn't really take it very seriously. Yes. I was like, my phone doesn't work. She's like, oh, it's okay, honey. And like, no, it's not. Like, plus Michigan just lost.
You're in a bad mood.
It's not okay. Until I told her, I said, the tickets are in this thing. So now I hope you think it's okay now. Yeah. She's like, oh, don't worry about it. I'm like, finally, I was like, if you just lost your iPhone, you wouldn't be so happy, would you?
Exactly. Yeah, things went a little bit wild with me on New Year's, too. I did my party the night before. I'm like, I don't need to start the year like this. Keep your lady happy.
I hear you. Exactly. You know, everything's all right, but I'm on my old phone again, in case anyone's wondering. All right, so I'm taking the Raptors, too. Let's do this thing, Coach.
Sold!
Like that. What about the total?
That total looks like okay. Here's the deal, guys. 233
is high for a Raptor game.
What game? Okay, what's the lowest total on the board? So there's got to be a game that's going to be going under. Like none of the not like 237, 242. Like these numbers are nuts tonight. I don't know.
The lowest number was the Chicago Cleveland game, right?
You know what, Marucci? I'm going to say
good point,
this.
Cam. All the totals are high.
I know the Pacers play at a good pace, and I think I'm going to ask Coach's opinion here, but this is the thing. If Nick Nurse is going wild like that, and you know as a coach,
he wants
what's
him to play
first
defense,
thing you
yeah.
do? Defense. That's the issue with the Raptors this year. Play some damn defense and stop taking two stupid shots. Play like a playoff game. You know what, Morenci? If they're going to win this game, I think they actually will go under the number. I know Indiana plays fast, but I lean under.
No, I could see that happening.
Good take.
I'm sorry. The lowest over-under tonight is actually Heat Clippers. I think that thing is like under 220. Like 218, 219, something like that. So that's the lowest. That's the lowest over under. I think you're right. If they are a hole, and Nick Nurse is pissed, it ain't going to be an offensive explosion. It's going to be about getting good shots, defending, locking up. That's why I won't touch Halliburton tonight, because I think they lock him up. Give me the Toronto Raptors. And if you're going to go either way, I would go with the under in this game tonight.
Yep.
So I can't help but chuckle. There's just a live cut in, Cam. I don't know if you look up, but there's a live cut in your boy.
I'm Troy and Buck.
Troy? And you're right.
Is he looking at
you? You wish, like, after a long life of marriage, your wife still loves you like that? Dude, even tonight, the enthusiasm. He's like, Bills, he looks over. What do you think, Troy? And he's just
grinning. He gives Troy a look of, like, love and longing. Yeah, no, you're right. I gave my girlfriend, like, a Tiffany necklace for Christmas. That's the only time I got to look like that from my Joe Aikman.
Yeah, Joe Buck.
I love you.
I just want you to love me like Joe Buck loves
Joe Buck
Aikman.
Loves Troy Aikman, honey. Can't you give me that look, baby?
So I look up and I'm like, man, he just had that grin. And he's like, hey, Troy.
Yeah, and he always looks up at him, Gabe. He's always like, Troy. So impressed with Troy. I love it. It's my favorite.
Thanks, Joe.
Gets me every
All right. Thanks, Joe. Okay, Coach, let's go rapid fire here. Brooklyn Nets minus 12 against the Spurs. Total's 237. Denver Nuggets are 3.5-point favorites in Minnesota tonight. The total is 232. Dallas Mavericks. Luka, man, this guy's on fire right now. Luka Doncic, minus 7.5 on the road against H-Town. 227.5. And we got some nightcaps tonight with the Atlanta Hawks. 1.5-point road dogs in San Francisco against the Warriors. Total 236.5. And the Portland Trailblazers are 9-point favorites against the visiting Detroit Pistons, total 231.5. And finally, in closing, the Miami Heat, 1-point road dogs in Los Angeles, total 218.5. And whenever we're talking about the Clippers, it's who's in, who's out. And I see that Kawhi Leonard is not in tonight, Coach. Man, this guy, like...
Shocking.
Weren't they just off for a couple of days? It never ends. I don't like
he's stealing.
Paul George has been carrying this team. Paul George has been earning his money. George has showed up every night for this team.
It's true.
I still almost like the Clippers. The Heat suck. I'm not a Heat.
That's where I was going. But let's do this. Let's go rapid fire here. Ready? I'm going to take the Nets in the first half versus San Antonio. I think it's too big of a spread to lay 12. I'll take him in the first half. I think it's at 7.5. Next. Dallas will cover the spread versus Houston. Houston's just not very good. Denver, Minnesota, I'm leery about this. Minnesota's in a bad way. Denver looked really good last night, but they're on a back-to-back. I'm going to take the over in Denver, Minnesota, over 232. I think it gets up and down in pace. If I'm Minnesota, I try to push the pace on a back-to-back, and I don't think Denver has a problem if that were to happen. Golden State, I'll take them minus the 1.5. You know, we got your team, you know, the Detroit Pistons. I'm going to go Portland first half, and I'm going to go ahead and take the Clippers on the money line tonight.
Game? Is this some kind of trap? Warriors minus 1.5?
No, there's plenty of guys out tonight for the Warriors.
It better be.
Draymond's out. Well, who's out? Because it's a bunch of guys. Curry, obviously, Michael Green, Iguodala, we don't care about. No Kuminga, no Wiggins, no Wiseman. Oh, no, Draymond.
Wow. Okay.
That sounds like a pool party. That sounds like pool's about to go off tonight.
Yeah, they've caught up to his numbers, though. Rutgers at Purdue. Purdue are 8.5-point favorites, 13-0 on the season. Rutgers 9-4, Coach. But Purdue are 13-0, but they're 3-6-1 in their last 10 games against the spread. Laying a lot of points tonight, and we've got West Virginia, your favorite song, in Stillwater tonight against the Oklahoma State Cowboys. Hang on, Coach. We'll get your picks on the other side, actually, of this. Because I know you're going to tune up the pipes here, right?
Yeah, Virginia, baby.
Hey, don't forget, everybody. Hey, we got three games in the NHL, but they're all later. Joe Maddon will join us in the 7 o'clock hour. But we'll get Coach's thoughts on Rutgers and Purdue on the other side. And me and Cam will get into the Monday nighter with the Bills. And
stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
The Bengals.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions. Countdown to kickoff is on. Remember, Cam, he said, man, these halftime shows. It's still halftime, bro, in this Utah.
That's what I'm saying. These guys are like, let's push back the football game. The Penn State bands.
You haven't even started the second half yet. Yeah, you think you started at 8:30? Like,
yeah.
I guarantee you, come on. Yes. What are they going to do? You can't move the Rose Bowl either. You know, it's not like curling, Cam. Yeah, this is going to now be seen on ESPN4. Like, what are you going to
exactly.
do? Like, you're in the middle of the Rose Bowl. You got an NFL game ready to kick off. They're exactly. going to move. They're going to say, yeah, the NFL game can be seen on ESPN. That's what I bet you they do. They're not going to bump the Rose Bowl from ABC. They're going to go to the ESPN channels. But it wasn't a good idea. You should have started the Rose Bowl earlier. All right, Coach. We're not at the rack tonight. We're in West Lafayette. But the Scarlet Knights are getting 8.5 points against Purdue. Too many points, you think? Could be a battle. Like I said, Purdue will cover three of your last 10 games.
Are you? Rutgers plus the points and ready for this?
What money line?
Them on the money line. Listen, people got to remember, Rutgers got robbed of a couple of games early this year. They're very good defensively. This is the type of team that gets Matt Painter problems, and especially Zach Edey. Big Cliff, the center for Rutgers, tall enough they could stand in front of him a little bit. I think Purdue's overrated. They haven't really played anybody. Give me the Rutgers Scarlet Knights plus the points.
Love it, Coach. I'm there with you.
I'm getting in on it right now. I just put it in.
I'm in.
I just put it in. All right. And, Coach, we got 30 seconds. West Virginia, Oklahoma State, any opinion? Or you just want to sing the song?
Country road, take me home to a place I belong.
Are you taking them? We've only got a few seconds.
Yeah, yeah.
Taking right. West Virginia Mountaineers. It's Monday night. You know what time is Big Monday? We win.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.